Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes. Without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 4. Rules and Regulations. Part 1 of 3. Written by Casey Wayland.
The building is swarming with them. It seemed like every corner we rounded, we'd find 10 more.
All right. Holy hell, this is fun!
Fifth floor clear, move to the sixth.
No signs of our people in here.
They're here!
Burp!
Got him! Holy shit! Saul! Help!
Coming!
Hey! Blow me. Come on, ladies! Let's go get him.
That one looked like one of them from the new batch?
I don't think so. Maybe. It's hard to tell from what's left of him.
Damn, Bert and his hand cannon doesn't leave much left. Hear that?
Come on.
Hold them! Don't waste your ammo!
They're here.
Michael, oh thank God! Hurry your ass up! We're almost out of ammo!
Hurry!
Careful! We don't want to shoot past them and hit our own people.
Where are you?
Win 6G! Hurry!
Take them down. They're not in the hallway.
Stand back.
All right!
Whoa, 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 whoa! They're down. Riley, you good down there?
Don't shoot! We're coming out.
2 seconds later, we would have been done for.
Thank God you're here.
5 rounds, Michael. We only had 5 rounds left. You couldn't have cut it any closer, could you?
Gotta make you appreciate us a little bit. Where's everyone else?
They're inside the apartment. Their Tupex and I held the door as long as we could. Everyone ran up here and hid inside one of the only rooms with the door left. We had plenty of time. We just hoped that with all the apartments, they wouldn't find the one we were in. It was cramped, but we all fit inside.
Didn't work, though. They headed right for us. They didn't see us, but they knew we were in there.
Yeah, some of them are smart. Gotta be careful about that.
But we were silent.
What have you got there? A Beretta? Here's some more rounds for you.
Who's this?
A Gotchin.
Riley, this is Bert.
Enchanté, mademoiselle.
Is it safe to come out?
Yeah, it's clear.
Who the hell are all these people?
After you left, we had quite a refuge going.
Is it safe to go downstairs?
Not yet. We need to clear the rest of the floors.
Saul and I can handle that.
Man, didn't we just do this?
Lizzie, Riley, Datu, get that lobby fixed up.
About the lobby, we don't have anything else to use. We used up every last nail and screw.
Well, Angel's in the Hummer downstairs, loaded with all sorts of goodies to seal it off.
I'm on it. Riley?
Right behind you.
And what about me?
You got some mess to clean up. Why don't you ask the rest of the newbies to help you out?
Michael, it was an accident.
Whatever. I never had someone go from the top of my list to the bottom so fast. I didn't want to hear any excuses, not when there was so much to get done.
Michael, the rest of the floors are clear. Just this one left.
All right. Well, what's the problem?
You tricky sons of bitches.
Oh, shit. That's all we need. Bill, it's Michael. We have the situation contained.
What the hell you all doing down there?
Well, we got overrun, but we've secured the building.
The hell you have? Fuck you all. I knew I shouldn't have trusted you.
Move aside. Let me see.
Get back. I'll shoot.
He's buried in there, isn't he?
What are you doing?
It's a tricky shot. Don't want to miss.
Wait, you gonna shoot him?
Just his weapon.
Get back. Get back. Get back!
Another gun at me.
Ow!
And I'll make sure you never use another one again. Now get back inside.
Son of a bitch.
You blew it clean out of his hand.
He'll be fine. A little sore, but fine.
I thought that shit only happened in movies.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I don't think he'll be bothering us anymore.
Still want my cucumbers.
Yeah, our deal still stands.
Well, then someone better clean up this mess.
Last word, asshole.
Let Pegs know there are more here to clean up.
Will do.
Wouldn't it be better to have them seal up the lobby first?
We have people on that.
Just trying to help.
Yeah, well, no need. I have the situation handled.
Whatever, Chief. Just seemed to me like they got past whatever you set up before. But hey, your plan.
Bert had some skills, I'll give him that. And yes, he was prior service, but I didn't appreciate him coming into my house and telling me how to run things. My plan had saved many lives, including his.
Take those pipes over to Lizzie. She's got my welder.
So, for a therapist, how the hell do you know how to do that?
Huh? Oh, Todd. He used to fix motorcycles, like a lot. Like, all the time. And I, got tired of watching. Had to do something to get him to pay attention to me. Almost finished over here. How many do we have left?
Enough for at least 3 more windows. Boarded up the others with whatever we had left. There are some big pieces of wood over there.
We're losing daylight, people. Hurry up. Angel, you should be upstairs off your leg.
I'll wrestle later. Here, help me with this. Lizzie, you too. We took this off of a home we drove by. It had so much stuff piled on top of it in the Hummer, I forgot we grabbed it. I figured it would be nice to have a security door. Hey, check this out. It's an electric keypad. We found it at the hardware store. Since those things probably can't figure out how to use it, we can write the code right on it and any survivors can come in.
Pretty clever.
Okay, hold the door frame still and I'll weld it into place.
Okay.
Tommy, get back here. You can't be down here.
No, hold on. Let me give this to him.
What's with the kid?
It's not safe.
Hold on, Aunt Kelly. Michael, right?
One sec.
There. That should hold it. I'm gonna go finish up on the window bars.
I'm kinda busy here, kid. What do you want?
I made this for you. Thought it might help.
Very sorry, sir. I told him you were busy. Come on, Tommy.
Wait a second. You made this?
I found the video camera upstairs and took it apart. I made it smaller and even put a bracket on it so you can mount it on the wall.
Really?
And I attached these wires here so
See, Tommy? I told you who would think it's stupid. Now, come on.
No, hold on a sec.
Here, let me see that. We could watch the lobby from upstairs.
Yeah. Can you make more of these?
Yeah, I think. If someone has any more video cameras...
Go to Riley's shop upstairs. Tell her I said to give you whatever you need.
I'll go right away. Thanks.
Sir?
Hold on.
Well, that's all we can do for now. Unless you can think of anything else.
Pegs and her crew are still cleaning up upstairs. We should probably help her out.
All right, listen up, everyone. Go ahead and finish up and take your tools to Datu's workshop upstairs.
Datu, you mind putting this camera up in that wall over there? And send those wires through the lookout hole in the ceiling.
No problem.
Can I have a second, sir?
What is it?
I appreciate you humoring Tommy like you did, but is it really necessary?
It was very clever and very helpful. You've got a smart kid there.
He just modified a camera. It really isn't all that special, is it?
You know, I hear they need some help cleaning up the bodies upstairs. Why don't you go help them?
I'm sure they have it taken care of.
Yeah, well, either way, I'm sure they could use a hand.
No, really, I'm fine. I'm sure I can find something else to do.
Hey! I don't think you understand what I'm saying. I'm not asking you to find something else. I'm telling you to go meet up with Pegs and give her a hand.
Now, I don't think...
Don't think about it. Just go. Remember that chick?
Well, you were kind of an ass.
Yeah, well, she was a bitch first. Pisses me off when adults don't listen to kids' ideas just because they're young.
These people aren't soldiers. They don't follow orders like we do. You may think about using a little more tactful ways of getting what you want across.
First Bert and now her. Unless we establish what's going on here and who's in charge, we're going to have a big mess on our hands.
I agree. But Michael, this is not the army. You have to do things a little more diplomatically. Just telling these people isn't going to cut it.
Well, we'll think of something. Okay, come on. Let's get you upstairs. How's the foot?
Sore and swollen. But I don't think anything's broken.
Well, come on, give me your arm. All right. Come on.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Okay, get some rest. I'll check up on you later. Keep that ice pack on it.
I'm not picking that up.
It's not that bad. Now come on, grab the gun. It's wrapped tight. You're not gonna get any blood on you.
We're almost done. Now come on.
No, it's gross. I'll just continue to scrub the stains in the carpet.
What's the problem?
She refuses to help us.
Look, I'm helping, see? You told me to come up here and I did, but I'm not about to touch one of those things.
And why not?
Well, you and that gentleman over there seem to have everything covered. He's probably used to lifting heavy things, so it's easier for him.
And what is that supposed to mean?
Well, isn't this what you did all the time before them?
What the hell does that matter anymore?
You think you're above doing this?
Hey, listen up. Kelly, right? Grab the other end. I'll help too. Everyone does their part.
Can't I do another part to help?
No. This is where we put you, and this is what you're gonna do. Now grab a corner and get pulling.
Fine. This way. Towards the balcony.
What are you going to do with it?
Toss it over onto the others below. We'll burn the pile in the morning.
I hope I don't get that job.
I swear if you don't shut your mouth right now, there'll be two bodies going down there.
On three. One. Two, three.
I'm going to go take a shower.
Wash your hands and meet out here in 5 minutes.
Fine.
What are you going to have her do?
Gather everyone up, and I do mean everyone, and we'll meet, Where's a big enough spot to hold all of us? Needs to be able to hold around 20 or so.
The apartment next to Riley's shop is big enough.
Thanks. All right. That'll be our meeting room from now on. Get everyone and meet there in, say, half an hour. Tell Kelly she has more time. I need to write a few things down. We have some serious shit to work out. Quiet down, please. Thanks. Is everyone here?
Coming.
Oh, for skinny shit, you sure weigh a lot.
Can we just get this started? Us old farts need to get some sleep, and it's been one long-ass day.
Yeah, I understand. We've all been through a lot, but we have to do this now. For those of you who haven't met me, I'm Sergeant Michael Cross. First and foremost, let me set one thing straight. None of you would be here right now if it wasn't for myself, Specialist Saul Tink, or Lieutenant Angel Tenuto. Regardless of where you might have gone, you wouldn't be here. If you want to stay, you need to follow the rules. If you don't like it, you can leave. Good. I've written the rules on the wall here so that we all know what they are and no one can claim ignorance. Bert, why don't you read the first one?
It's hard to read your writing, but I think it says, rule number one, everyone pulls their own weight in the tower.
That's a bit vague, don't you think?
Fine, Kelly. Let me elaborate. Everyone here in the tower is going to have a job. If you had a special skill in the outside world, we might be able to find something here.
Like pegs.
She worked in agriculture, so she's in charge of the garden on the roof.
Oh, I want that job.
And what did you do out there?
I was a lawyer.
Why does that not surprise me?
We'll figure out what job you'll get later. Why don't we just go to number two?
Pegs, you read that one for me?
Everyone pulls guard duty when their duty is assigned.
You're making us stay in the lobby?
No, we don't have to, and you can thank Tommy here for that.
I really didn't do much.
Nah, don't sell yourself short. Tommy made it so we can watch the lobby on a TV screen in the apartment above the entrance. So no, you don't have to stay in the lobby. But everyone will rotate guard duty.
So we won't have to use a gun?
If something happens, you can get help from someone who's trained. With Tommy's cameras, we'll be able to know about any unwanted visitors or if any survivors are trying to find safety. All right, moving on. Lizzie, you got number three.
Everyone must stay off the balconies at all time.
We don't want any repeat mistakes. And Tommy, number four.
Failure to oblige by these rules will result in an eviction from the tower.
Right. Are we clear?
So what's to say we don't just go someplace else if we don't much like these rules?
Yeah!
Look, these are here for your safety and for making this place a secure and functional place to live.
Well, I can think of about 10 other places that we can get buy-in, and this doesn't have to be one of them. Come on, Tommy.
Okay, now hold on. Sit the fuck down, lady. From the beginning, Michael has thought about everyone else here but himself. He could have just left you all out there to fend for yourselves.
Easy, Saul.
Look, I know for a fact many of you would not be here right now. Bert, as tough as you are, or may think you are, you still needed us. Do you assholes have any idea how bad things are going to get out there?
Saul. How long are we going to have power or water? It's not like we can just wander down to the local river or stream. Once our utilities are gone, they aren't likely to come back. You can go out of here and try to survive on your own, or you can stay here and have a better chance of living.
Come on, Aunt Killy, sit down.
I know all of this might be a lot for everyone, but just realize that we have dealt with these kinds of situations before. You may not fully understand our motives or intentions, but we're trying to keep everyone here safe and alive. If any of you have issues that come up or anything you might want to talk about or problems, I do have an open door policy where anyone can talk to me anytime.
Everyone will choose a department that they would like to work in. Saul. Stand up, Saul. Saul is in charge of the motor pool and the scavenging parties. Riley is in charge of food and supplies. Pegs, the garden. Lizzie, water. Datu, power. Angel and I are in charge of personnel, safety, and intel. Bert, you mind being in charge of the armory?
Love to. How can we just get some rest?
All right. Everyone go ahead and get to bed. Report to whichever area you think you'd be best suited in the morning. Would the department heads please stay?
Can I finally just get some sleep?
Yeah, go ahead, Bert. I'll brief you tomorrow. And, you, sir, in the red cap. You're on guard duty tonight.
Got it.
Department of Water? Where did you get that from? You know I was a therapist.
Power? This is the first you told me.
When were you planning on telling us all this?
It's sudden, I know. I had to think of a few things off the cuff, but it's gonna work.
I don't know the first thing about water storage. I don't know how to treat it. I don't know how to store it. I don't even know how to make it drinkable. I don't even know if you can drink certain waters. Like the ocean? Hey, that looks great. Let's all get a cup and drink
out of it. Okay, I get it. Maybe I didn't pick the best spots for everyone, and I'm sorry about that. We just needed people to know what's going on and to fall in line. We needed to establish things right away. You saw how Kelly reacted upstairs. Pretty soon, others would start sharing her opinion, and we'd have a big mess on our hands.
I'm fine with my department.
Yeah, me too. But you told me already. I mean, I knew about it.
Yeah, well, that too. You know a thing or two about pipes, and Tommy may be able to help you with the power. You don't have to know the most. You just have to delegate, be a figurehead. Whatever we don't know right away, we'll learn. Saul's in charge of the scavenger missions. Maybe the next thing on the list is going to be how-to manuals.
I guess I'll do the best I can.
I don't think anyone expects anything more than that.
Tomorrow's the start of a new beginning. So, come on. Let's get some sleep.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. And now, a word from our sponsors.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Starring Jim Gleason, Shane Salk, Nate Gies, Elisa Elliott, Claire Doden, Jay Oligario, Blair Beihauer, Scott Marvin, Tammy Klein, Nico Marvin, and Manly Woods. I'm Michael Swan. We're Alive was created and produced by Shane Salk and K.C. Whalen, Grayson Stone. For a complete list of crew, please visit www.zombiepodcast.com. This has been a Modern Myth production.